Fixing Stereotypes。
Hi, my name is Nico Cavies. I'm 14 years old.
Hi, everybody. My name is Vero Valilla, and I'm 13 years old.
Hi to everybody. My name is Emily Ceballos, and I'm 13 years old.
Hi, my name is Majo Ayesteros. I'm 13 years old. And today in this chapter, we are going to talk about two topics very important. The first one, we are going to talk about men. And the second one, we're going to talk about feminism. So I'm going to introduce the topic of men. So I want to talk about two topics. The first one is stereotypes, also about fatherhood and all the stereotypes we have behind this topic. Like because they're men, they can be good fathers and they have to go to work. Or because they're house husbands, they are not men. So that is one of the topics. Now the second one is about discrimination that sometimes suffer the men. Like sometimes are victims of intra-violence or bad men are not taken seriously because they're men and that doesn't happen to men. So that is our two topics. Now we're going to the opinions. So first we have the opinion of Nico Cavies.
And so I think this topic is very important, just like other ones. Because like this stereotype says that women have to stay at home raising their children and men have to like go and work, and that's actually super wrong.
Actually I think exactly the same as Nico, because I think that these stereotypes that we have like in mind of how men has to be is like pretty like strict, and if men like doesn't do it, like you think like that it's a bad guy, and that's not true. Yes,
I think that this is a really really serious topic to talk about, because if you think about it more like seriously, you will find that yes, the men has been discriminated through the years because of the type of thinking of the people, the wrong ideas of the people. Also, I think that men shouldn't be discriminated because of what they want to do, because the stereotypes, yes, the woman has to like take care of the children and etc. So I think that people should change their point of view, and if you want a man's caring of their children, don't take the wrong idea, because people usually think wrong.
So my opinion is that during the history, men always beating the bad ones, and they were. But because no why of their history, we have to still do the same with men. Like men now are so many men that are good. Like in 20s, there was a name that is one called Menism. Menism was like a name, like you say, like a topic that men, superwoman, social equity. But then during the past of the years, the extreme feminists took it as a joke, because they think that men are the problem. And sometimes men are the problem, but they can also be a solution.
Well, I actually agree with you, Majo, because I don't think that guys, that men are like the problem. Of course, in the past, people like men discriminated women just because they were women. But I also think that we shouldn't just judge like today's men just because the men of the past did it. Yeah, I think that we shouldn't judge them for that.
Yes, I actually agree. It's not like men are not the problems. The problem is the society. Because imagine how low women are in this society, that a man that act like or do things like women get discriminated.
Yes, I actually agree. Like, they in the past was the problem, but now they can be a solution. But some extra feminists doesn't see that. Like, I don't know. But yes, that is important, that we have to change, that they can be good. They are not always bad, not like all men are bad, like all women doesn't are good. So, yes.
I have totally to agree with all of you, because yes, I think that the society is wrong and the men's is done. But in the past, yes, the past, the men's have the power and they were bad and etc. Also, I think that that is when the feminist goes and enters to the chat, like, because the feminist is a point of view of many women, many women that really wanted to change the stereotypes, to say it that way. I think that yes, the men usually now are being discriminated for no reason. Maybe they are really bad men, but there are also really, really bad women. I don't know how to say it, to put it in that way. And I think that that is when the feminism is bad in some ways, when the women are going to the extreme point to say that all men should not exist and etc., etc.
Yes, actually, I agree with your point of view of feminism, but I disagree when you say that, like, when we discriminate people, it's like a society problem. I think that it's actually like the way you think, like you as individuals, you as a person, not like you as a society, because everybody thinks different and you just can't like talk for everybody. So, yeah.
So I agree and disagree with Vera. Like, sometimes, yes, we're think of our own and we do our perspective about the topic, but sometimes we don't see how society is so influenced in all the history. Past all the history, the society was very influenced, like, I don't know, religion. Like if the society think, oh my God, you have to be super religious. So because of society think that I'm going to be super religious. And that happened with men and women. And the stereotype that are behind of all that. So I think the problems are also the society and the thinking of the people that follow the society.
I agree with both of you. I agree with Maho and Vero, because yes, the point of view of the society is wrong, but it's not all the society. I think that it takes part of the the beliefs or the thinking of the person that he thinks that is being discriminated, because sometimes people think that when other people say an opinion of them is wrong, but maybe that's not the intention. I think that the people or the person that thinks that is being discriminated should think of both, I don't know what is it, to think that yes, maybe it's a really hard thing comment, and I don't know, but also think that it could help her or him to change their point of view or lives.
Their ideas?
Yes, exactly.
Actually, I agree with Teddy. Because like if you like get born and grow up in a society that tells you that women are not the same thing as men, you will think like that. So actually the problem is of ourselves, like me as individual, and of the society.
Yes, it's a self problem. If you believe of what the people say, or I don't know what the people believe, I think that the really important thing is you, no? What you believe or what you want to believe of what the people say. So,
okay, so now I'm going with the other stereotype that we have behind this. That is fatherhood. And fatherhood, we have a lot of stereotypes. Like sometimes men can be good fathers because they're men. That is a little stupid. Like men can be good fathers. Like that because they're men, that doesn't mean that they do it wrong. Like women also can need to learn because nobody, not of both genders, know how to be a parent. So that is my opinion.
Well, actually, I think that fatherhood is also an important topic to talk about, because as you said, Maho, like fathers can also be like good, like being at home, taking care of their children. Yes, like that, such as women. But also they can go to work, and they can like bring the family a bit of money, the same as women. I think that they both genders can have like almost the same capacities. So,
yes, actually, yes. Because like men and women have like the same capacity of doing things. And now they are going to discriminate a man for doing things that women used to do because of stereotypes.
Yes, I think that all the people, like men and women, have the same capacity of doing things. And I think that maybe the people think that it's strange or weird, I don't know. But I think that it's really, really good that now society is changing. The things are changing a lot through the years. So I think that yes, men can also be fathers alone, take care of their children.
Well, I actually want to like recap something that Nico said. Like we were like discriminating between ourselves, because in the past men discriminated women by excluding them and let them only be at home, but now some women like discriminate men just because in the past they did. So yeah, I think that's an important topic.
Actually, yes. And like, if women and men, as I said, women and men have like the same capacity of doing things. And yes, like, why not? Why like can like men's can't be like alone, raise their children alone. Women can, so I think men can also.
Yes, I am agree with Nico. Men can do everything what they want, like women. They can do, like, if women have to go to work, they can go to work. That is no man's job. Or if men have to be a house husband, they can be a house husband. Like, that doesn't change anything in nothing. It's the same. And sometimes it's good. Another thing that I want to talk is about, like, we are talking about discrimination. I think that is important, the intra-violence for men. I know that happened a lot of people in women, but sometimes happen to men. And men don't take it seriously because they're men. Like, oh my God, oh, that is doesn't a man. Why? Or like, oh my God, the woman do that because men deserve it. Like, no.
Well, I actually agree with you, Majo, about the discrimination against men. And I also wanted to talk about the stereotypes we have of jobs. I think that goes to the topic because we're talking about women in the past had to stay at home, and men's now they also can. So I think that if you see a man that is only at home and taking care of their children, we discriminate them just because of the stereotypes we have of how jobs have to be. So yes.
Yes, actually, I think that I agree with all of you, because we were in a world that men discriminated women because they thought they were less than them. But actually, it's happening the same, because men act like women, and I think that's not okay.
Yes, I actually agree. Some women, some extra feminists, and doing the same thing that they do to men, that the men do to hers in the past. But the thing is, now the time are changing and the men learn something. I don't say that all men are good, all women are good, all the genders have bad sides. And that all we know, because we are humans. So I think that the problem is that we have to inform people and open her eyes to see the man, not the bad ones, that they are the problem. In the past they were, we say it, but they can be also part of the solution.
Yes, I actually think that we're going to the other side of the topic. We're going at to feminism, so I think that it's good to Emily to make us the introduction of this topic.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about feminism. So I will let you know what is feminism or what is feminism about. So basically, feminism is a political and social movement. Feminist fights for the recognition of women as human subjects of rights and maintains that no human being should be deprived of any good or right because of their sex. Feminist focuses its analysis on the role of the patriarchy in a structuring unequal power relations between men and women. Feminists make a critique of the androcentric vision of the society, which it seeks to transform in order to achieve its goals and more than just an egalitarian society. And also, as a social movement, it has sought to promote women's rights, including civil and political rights, such as voting and holding public office, economic rights, such as receiving equal remuneration for the same task, exercising the powers of the private law, such as signing contracts, social rights, such as receiving an education, exercising their reproduction rights, and protecting other women from different forms of violence, such as abuse, harassment, sexual harassment, and domestic violence. So yes, this is what feminism is about. So now we're going to hear the opinions of what they think. No? So first we have the opinion of Nico Cavies.
So actually, I think this movement is a huge topic, and it's very important because women didn't have a voice. They had to do something to be heard. Sorry, I don't know how to pronounce that, but yes.
Well, actually, my opinion, I think that feminism in the past was completely necessary, because in the past we weren't included, we couldn't vote, our opinion actually didn't matter. So I think that in the past it was completely necessary, this movement, so we can actually like get into the society. But now I think that some women like get out of the line, like they just don't do like what is correct for my eyes. So because some women like actually discriminate men like in an extreme way, and like they create a lot of topics about feminism to talk about and to make people like hear them, but some things aren't fair. So I actually don't agree too much with the feminism of today, like of making the men apart and just letting women be like the center of the universe.
Okay, so I actually agree with Vero. I think that feminism was a very important moment and is a very important moment for the woman history, and takes out the POV the woman that fight for the movement and dying and also risk her life doing that. We now have rights, a lot of more things that we don't have in the past. But now the group appear a group of extreme feminists, so that I think that I want to be superior to men, and that doesn't fix nothing. That make the problem. That made the problem, but now to men. And I don't see like it now is a problem to men. I think that is a problem that we are doing again to the society. So the movement at the beginning were looking for equality, like we for both genders, no for only one gender, because in that time men were superior and women have to be equally. They don't want it to be superior, they want it to be equally to the men. So I think the important is that some feminists, like the extreme feminists, are ruining the moment of a long history.
Okay, so now I'm going to say my opinion, sorry. In my opinion, I think that, yes, feminism was a really important thing in the colonial episode, like yours. All the men have the power, and they thought that they were superior than women because they didn't even think about what women can make. I think that yes, now in 2021, I think that it's important, yes, because there are still things that men have and women don't have, but there are little things. But no, I think that is not a really important thing. Maybe the women think that yes, now is the moment to fight for our rights and to think more about our future. But now, as Maho said, they are there is extreme of that thinks that they are superior to men, and the men doesn't need to exist because that woman think that men don't use they are not useful. So yes, I think that the extreme of the feminism is not a really good thing. Feminism is a movement to make the genders, both genders, have equal rights and things that they can do. But we don't need to go to the extreme to think that men are not useful for our lives.
Yes, actually, yes. Like, a feminism is a movement to promote equity. And like the people that like exaggerate that think like the women's, because I don't like the persons that like exaggerate this think that men's are useless and are just another problem. And well, that's not gender equity.
Yes, I actually think that feminism is a like really extreme topic when we talk about gender equity, because it has like a lot of history and a lot of sources. Because for example, like in the beginning, there was a girl called Olympia de Gouges who like rewrote the Declaration of the Rights of Man and of the Citizen that were only like for men and no more. So she rewrote it for like the same as it was, but with women. And like she was like decapitated for that, and that's so sad. But I think that actually like, I think that the idea of promote like gender equity is like pretty nice, but some people like give it to the extreme. And like, no.
Yes, I totally agree with both of you, Nico and Vero, because yes, if you think in that way that now, I think that feminism is not a really, right now, I don't think that it changed a lot of the things. I think that through the years, there were a lot of women that changed a lot of the world because of their opinions and the things that have made. But yes, I don't think that we need to go to the extreme
to promote this movement.
Yes, exactly.
Like I said, feminism is very important. Like we all say, feminism is very important, and I think that today they is still a very important movement. But the thing I don't like about feminism is the extreme feminism. Because when we're going to the extreme feminists think that men are useless, that they don't have to live. Like we have to kill all of the men. And that is a thinking very wrong. So we have to change the idea of men are bad. And that is the conclusion of this episode. Change the idea of thinking that men are the baddest. They were, like I say, many times, they were. And we obviously have to be scared and be prevent of that. But that doesn't mean that they could change. They, like I say, like they were so many men, like in the 20s, many things. There were so many moms that wanted to make gender equality, and a lot of. And I think that the men that still matches today is a very few group. So I think that we have to change that thinking, and we don't have to see the men like the bodies. Yes, that is my.
So now, as a conclusion of these topics, these two amazing and really awful topics that are men's and feminines. So as we are saying, feminines and machines in the extreme, they are bad. I think that we shouldn't think or let our minds go through the wrong idea of what other people say, because they are wrong. Because I think that as we were saying, the men have the right or have the opportunity of be what they want. All the people have the opportunity of be what they want. So we don't need to get the wrong ideas, I think. That is the conclusion of this episode.
Well, actually, we wanted to thank you all for listening to us. Actually, we don't want anybody to get like hurt with this conversation. We only gave our opinions, because I know that this is like a really strong topic. And I also wanted to tell you that in the next episode, we're going to make a debate about these two topics. and we wanted you to listen it, to hear our opinions, and we're gonna take like bands. So yeah, we thought that this is pretty cool thing, so please go and hear it when we upload it. Yeah, thank you for you all, and follow us in social media.
Yes, and don't forget to listen us in Spotify, Anchor, we are in a lot of Aptos podcasts, we are in Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Club, and Pocket Cast, so you can listen to us everywhere. And like you say, Beto, we don't want to anyone feel like they're hurt or the feminism. I think, like we say, feminism is very important, but we don't want to anyone get hurt. This is only an opinion and conversation. And that is all. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.